Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome into First Pitch for May 23rd. It is Tuesday. I am Drew Martin, joined by Steve Merrill, Ralph Michaels, and Eric Pauly of Wager Talk and Goldsheet.com. We got big game breakdown. We got best bets coming to you, guys. So full slate here on Tuesday night. And we're going to start off with our leadoff hitter here, Steve Merrill, with a big game breakdown in the San Diego Padres-Washington Nationals game I'm seeing here, Steve, with Mackenzie Gore going up against Juan Soto. These guys were in a big trade last season, now facing each other. We're seeing minus 150. That's the Pods as the favorite. Looks like a, well, it's going in our nation's capital here, Steve. What are you looking to do with the Padres and the Nationals?
Yeah, I had to talk about this game, right? That was the huge trade last year that sent Soto and company to San Diego. It was officially the end of my Washington Nationals. Drew Martin caught one game last year. They'd won. They were 4-19 at home. They played the Astros. They put up over 13 runs and won. It's the only game I've gone to in like 5 years. So I guess I was good luck. I should be going to more Nationals games because they need luck. And this is a fun one to talk about. But the other reason I wanted to bring this game up is the big game breakdown. It's because talked about San Diego a week ago here in the show about being just a pure under team here in recent weeks. And boy, has that continued. Last 17 games, I believe they're now 16-1 to the under. And the only over was by half a run, a 5-4 game back on May 16th when the closing line was 8.5. So by my calculation, 16-1 under the last 17, just remarkable. And everyone thinks they're due to go over, but it's just not the case. This is an offense that's just been ice cold. They win 7-0 against Boston on Sunday. And you're just like, oh, they broke out offensively, right? No, they had six hits in that game, six total hits. So that's not breaking out offensively when you have more runs than hits. That's just basically luck in my book. So this is still an ice-cold offense, but their pitching's been pretty good at times, and that's why they are on a 16-1 under run as we speak heading into Tuesday night. The Nationals, meanwhile, they showed a definite spark against Detroit on Sunday, 18 hits and only got six runs. So Padres put up seven runs on six hits. Nationals put up only six runs on 18 hits, and they have had nine hits or more, or eight hits or more, actually, in five of their last six games. So that's a little bit of a concern with the under here. So could definitely hedge this a bit with the Nationals at plus money as the home dog. And once again, San Diego's offense has just been awful over the past few weeks. Really can't trust them laying this kind of a price on the road. So definitely lean under until that trend is broke. But I like the Nationals as a live dog tonight against a San Diego team that's not hitting the ball well. And I do think Washington's offense is starting to heat up.
Steve Merrill, good stuff here in the leadoff spot, guys, with the home dog, Washington Nationals, barking up against the Padres. Interesting stat, the Padres' regular season record since trading for Juan Soto is under 500, just 50-53. Kind of surprising there after spending that much money. But hey, we're going to head to our two-hole hitter here with Ralph Michaels up next. And guys, a reminder before we get to the game, Ralph is the $2 Tuesday handicapper. If you're new to Wager Talk, the top play on Tuesdays discounted to just $2 from the top handicapper, and that's Ralph Michaels here. It's the first time he's been the $2 handicapper since last November, guys. So a unique day to check it out, a great day to check out the website. $2 Tuesday here with Ralph Michaels. Ralph, what do you got for a big game breakdown?
Well, you know, I'm going to go to Texas and use Eovaldi -0.5 run, -125 against Pittsburgh. I guess I should say I'm going to Pittsburgh and not going to Texas. I'm going with Texas. And this is a situation I like. You know, Eovaldi off one of his worst performances of the season, Hill off one of his best. And my God, hats off to Rich Hill, 43 years old, the oldest player in baseball. And, you know, he's off a six-inning shutout at Detroit, allowing the Tigers one hit in his last start. But when I have a pitcher off his best performance of the year and a pitcher off one of his worst performance of the year, I look for normalcy in that time. And even though Eovaldi on the season has a sub-1 whip, and on the road he has a .932 whip, you look at his last game, he gave up 2 home runs. Why is that surprising? Well, in his first 8 starts of the season, he gave up 1 home run. That's right, 1 home run in 8 starts, but gave up 2 in the last game. Again, I expect him to bounce back from that. Pittsburgh off that great start, just 5-14 since April 30th, 3-10 against winning teams since May the 2nd. The Rangers, 10-4 off a loss, 9-5 versus lefties, so they've done that very well. So added together, I'm going to look for the Rangers and Eovaldi to bounce back against the oldest pitcher, actually the oldest player in the MLB.
Ah, nice stat there to end it there, Ralph. And Eovaldi, man, he has been good overall. So guys, check out Texas tonight. We got Eric Pauly batting in the 3-hole here and seeing the Redbirds versus the Reds here, Eric. And I think you're going after a little pitcher prop. What are you looking to do here, buddy?
Yes, so we're going from the oldest pitcher in baseball to probably one of the second, if not the second, definitely the top 5 oldest pitchers in baseball. I'm going with Adam Wainwright in his final season to have under 4.5 strikeouts tonight in Cincinnati. Now, Wainwright, since coming off the injured list, he pitched for the Team USA in the World Baseball Classic, missed some time to start the season, and now he's back. And in those 3 starts, he posted 5 Ks against the Tigers, and 2 strikeouts in his next start, and 1 strikeout in his last start. And that first start against the Tigers, he actually banned 5 of the first 9 hitters he faced. So he never recorded another strikeout after the first time through the rotation, leading me to believe that even though the Reds are a team that is very susceptible to the strikeout, that they can actually jump on Wainwright at home at this hitter's ballpark. Wainwright, 2nd percentile for K rate, 1st for whiff percentage, and 20th for chase rate, meaning people aren't biting on his stuff whatsoever. And here's something I learned that I think was actually very interesting. Now, I'm not a huge fan of using trends or like past performance against a team to make my future decisions, because obviously each individual game event is its own entity, and whatever happened in the past, while has some meaning, does not really translate to what's going to happen in the future. But in Adam Wainwright's late career, he is terrible at Great American Ballpark. You go back to last season, his first start in Great American is 1 and only 2 strikeouts, 7 earned runs. 2021, 1 strikeout, 6 earned runs. 2019, he didn't pitch there in the shortened 2020 year. He had 1 start, only 4 Ks, 7 earned. Next start, 4 Ks, 2 earned, so a better start. Then back in 2016, where he had 6 strikeouts, and of course that was 7 years ago. Then in 2017, when he came back, he only had 2 strikeouts, 9 earned runs in Great American Ballpark. So again, maybe Wainwright has one last vengeance game in him for his farewell to probably Great American Ballpark, unless he gets there one more time this year. But I don't like him to get 5 strikeouts today. I like the under for Wainwright tonight.
Eric Pauly, goldsheet.com. Guys, a reminder, $2 Tuesday with Ralph Michaels. And Ralph, we had a question in the comments below on the Wager Talk YouTube channel. And guys, reminder, if you have any questions, throw them out there. What you're looking to bet, if you're watching on replay, all is welcome. Let us know you're watching, where you're watching from. But it is from Bigfoot, Ralph and Jeff. How often will you be updating the MLB first game of the series chart and posting it to your Twitter or making it part of here on the show? So how often are you updating that one, Ralph?
You know what? I haven't had a set pattern. I do usually MLB last 10 days stats once a week. I've been doing some new things, but I'll tell you what, I will get that up. I'll get it up for you tomorrow if you're watching. And what I'll also do is, you know, we're now so deep into the season that I will do the entire season, first game of the series, but also break it down for the last month or maybe 3 weeks. So we're getting about a 6 series step in there, because when we're looking at year-to-date stats at this point, I don't think anyone really uses year-to-date stats when we're into late May going into June, because baseball is such an ebb and flow game. So I will get that up for you tomorrow. I'll put a note down and post it on Wednesday. Appreciate the question, and thanks for following me on Twitter, at CalSportsLV.
We also got Matthew in here. How y'all feel about a Giants money line, Diamondbacks money line, Tigers run line play? Well, Matthew, I could comment on here on the Giants. One thing I I found kind of doing some research for today's show. The Giants bullpen's hot. Like you go back their last seven games, they've only let up one run per game. That's over like 35 innings. So I'm looking to jump on the Giants actually near plus 150 price tag. So you bring up those three games. I believe we have the Tigers here as one of the best bets coming up. So stay tuned for that. And then the Diamondbacks, Diamondbacks didn't make my card. I'm not really involved in that one against Philadelphia. I'm seeing Philadelphia with minus 150 price tag. So yeah, I would look towards the Giants. We got Matthew saying Mets are 0-6 against the money line when playing on Tuesday this season. You know, Eric or Steve, do you guys kind of factor in day of the week and how a team is playing? Because some of these stats, I mean, it's fascinating. 0-6 on Tuesdays from a team like the Mets. I don't know if it matters, though, to you guys. Eric, did you kind of factor that in?
Not at all. Depending on travel, potentially, if they're coming back from, say, the West Coast all the way back to New York on a trip there, and maybe they played a late game, then they have an earlier game that next night, I think that there could be some correlation in that respect, and Tuesday being a day normally where you do come from traveling, unless you do have that off Monday, like we saw some teams had yesterday. But generally, no, I do not pay any mind to days of the week record now.
Okay. And Steve, what about you? Days of the week? And if nothing on that, man, anything with the Wager Talk meet and greet this summer? You looking forward to it?
So some inside information. The Mets have huge poker games every Monday night. The guys go to bed like 5 a.m. So, no, I'm just kidding. No, I don't look at that at all. By the way, Ralph Michael, speaking of Twitter, at CalSportsLV, great tweet this past weekend where he's been talking about the Rangers on Sundays. And it's just been remarkable how good they've been. And Ralph has pointed this out. I wasn't really aware of it until I saw the tweet, Ralph. But it's not just that they've been winning. They've been winning by like 10 runs a game on Sundays. But, yeah, overall, I don't give a lot of handicapping credence to that. I agree with what Eric said. I think situationally. And, by the way, I heard something last night, which I'm going to start tracking more. They're talking about, you know, these West Coast teams coming from the East Coast playing the 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific start, how it's very difficult to adjust that first game. And it's something I have always included. But I was glad to hear a former player kind of reiterate the fact that it's very difficult to play a 10 o'clock Eastern game on like a Monday right after playing a daytime East Coast game on Sunday. Red Sox were in that situation last night, the Angels. That's the game I was actually watching. That was a very low scoring 2-1 game. So something to keep an eye on as far as situational handicapping. And August 19th, Drew Martin, I've been working on the jump shot. It's getting worse. So I'm just going to stop working on it. And I will see you August 19th, Saturday, for the basketball meet and greet. Looking forward to it.
Steve Merrill, 2 R's, 1 L. Absolutely, guys. August 19th, they're in Las Vegas. We do have one last question here. Russell, thanks for chiming in on the live chat. For you, Eric Pauly, question, Eric Pauly, what about Reds' first five innings? If Wainwright is bad first time through the Reds lineup, which you stated, maybe it's correlated. Anything on that, Reds' first five?
I would actually, like, I haven't made an official play on this, but I'm looking at the Reds just as a money line straight up today. I can obviously see where you're coming from with the first five. You don't want to worry about the terrible Cincinnati Reds bullpen, and Graham Ashcraft is actually a pretty good pitcher. So I could see where your eyes are looking for that first five. I have just personally been attacking just the full game money line market more recently and having success with that. But yes, the Reds are certainly on my eye as a live dog today.
Absolutely. Thanks for the question here, guys. Robert in the house as well. Sweet James Jones. Russell, thanks, man. Schmidt as well. So thanks for joining us live, and feel free to comment below. Going live here on the Wager Talk YouTube channel. Check out Eric Pauly, thegoldsheet.com, Steve Merrill, Ralph Michaels, wagertalk.com. $2 Tuesday. That is tonight. And he is Ralph Michaels. So his top play, from our top handicapper, discounted to just $2. Ralph, I'll throw it over to you, man. Final thoughts and best bet.
Drew, I'm going to take an extra second in this segment because I went to the database. You know, we're talking about days of the week. I'm going to throw out this trend that you should remember. Now, the Guardians did win on Monday after playing on Sunday night baseball. But when you're playing Sunday night and then playing on Monday, it seems much different than the other days of the week. Going all the way back to 2014, this record is 48% with an average line of minus 131. So it's minus 12.5% ROI, but fading the Sunday night team that plays on Monday has been a profitable situation, especially if they are on the road. Second thing I want to mention is on Twitter. Today, I was on Wager Talk today, and I did a chart for teams this year versus righties and versus lefties. Teddy, of course, asked me a backup question and said, well, how legitimate is a record when you're playing a starter because you get to the bullpen early and then you're not facing that same starter? So then I went back to the chart and I added full season versus righties and versus lefties and the first five inning record for those teams. And I just want to give you a couple examples. The entire chart is on Twitter now, but if you look at the Phillies and you pull up their record this year versus left-handed starters, they are 5-10. But if you look at the Phillies for the first five innings, they are 1-10-4. Only 9%. They're 33% against lefties for the full game. They're 9.1% against lefties in the first five innings. And on the opposite side, the Rangers are good against lefties. They're 9-5. But in the first five innings, Rangers against lefties, 11-1-2, 91.7%. So some interesting data. Last thing again, $2 Tuesday for today. Sorry for babbling so long. I am going to go to my best bet, and it's on Detroit. And this game is just starting to pop lines. Casey had not announced a pitcher. I think it's going to be Lynch now. So I see a couple Detroit minus 140s, but there's still some casinos that haven't posted it. And it's simply this. I'm a big fan of Rodriguez. You look at what he's done this year. His first two starts of the season, the young pitcher allowed 7 runs in his first two starts. And he did have a bad outing in his last game against Pittsburgh. He played against the aforementioned Hill and lost 8-0, allowing 4 runs. But in the other starts in between, in his 6 starts between last game and the second game of the season, he allowed 2 earned runs. That's 4 shutouts, 2 earned runs. His strikeout walks, he has allowed a couple of walks each of the last two games. He doesn't give up home runs. And Detroit 2-0 is a favorite, away favorite this year. And on the road, they're 10-10 when you delete games that they were a dog of 200 or more. So they've proven to me they can clearly go on the road. They've handled the situation of being a road favorite. And I am a big Rodriguez fan and expect them to bounce back tonight.
Ralph Michaels, wagertalk.com, $2 Tuesday, guys. Go check it out. Top handicappers, top play, just discounted to just $2. Follow up Ralph's best bet here, guys. Jumping back on the Tampa Bay Rays, of course, at home up against the Toronto Blue Jays. So looking to go back-to-back here on them. And the Blue Jays have lost 7 of 8 to begin this 11-game road trip. And, of course, they're down in Tropicana where the Rays, the best record in baseball, are, what, 22-4 at home? Don't fade that, guys. Jump on it. Tampa Bay up against the Toronto Blue Jays, who, for whatever reason, have struggled against the AL East. They've been good against everybody else, struggled against the AL East. Unfortunately, they're playing against the AL East here, where the Rays look to become the first club since 2001, that Seattle Mariners team, to win 36 of their first 50 games. And again, 22-4 at home. I think they become 23-4 at home after tonight. So the Rays, my best bet here. We'll throw it over to Steve Merrill. Steve, I believe you got the Atlanta Braves, but you were kind of deciding before coming on, man. So what'd you end up going with? And any final thoughts here for the show?
Yeah, I always believe in quality over quantity. I've got one strong best bet tonight in MLB. It's a steamroller blowout at wagertalk.com. Get that strong best bet right now. And don't forget about the summer celebration. Get the next 105 days and nights of best bets for a substantial discount, just $5.79. That works out to less than $6 a day. Full details for the Memorial Day through Labor Day All Sports Special, and you get some bonus days when you sign up this week for free on my page right now. No promo code needed. Steve Merrill, wagertalk.com. Going to post a bonus free play on the page here in a few moments, but I've got one for the show here, a game that was just a bit outside from making the cut, and that's the Atlanta Braves run line, -1.5 even tonight on TBS Tuesday Night National TV. Ralph Michaels, $2 capper for Tuesday at Wager Talk. Check him out. He's got a strong best bet for $2 Tuesday. And Ralph actually mentioned that teams that blow a 4-0 lead or more as a big favorite the next game are very strong, 77% against the money line, but they're an even better 68% against the run line. Well, how's that even better? because it's been at a plus money average price that they're 68%. And we're getting the Braves at even money minus 1.5. I know it looks strange to see the Dodgers as a $2 dog, but there's a good reason for it. They're making Bobby Miller pitch tonight, and they are making him pitch. Last week when Dustin May got hurt, Dave Roberts said he was not ready to be brought up yet as his replacement. And then Urias goes down a few days later. Now they're forced to start a guy who in four AAA starts this year has a 5.65 ERA. Not going to get any better against the Braves lineup at home. Braves come from behind. Freddie Freeman returns to Atlanta, hits a three-run homer for the go-ahead last night. Big letdown spot for LA. Weak starter on the mound. Braves get back on track, and the better play is at minus 210. It's minus 1.5 even on the run line. Once again, thanks to Ralph Michaels for that great angle, and check him out as the $2 capper at wagertalk.com for Tuesday. And don't forget to get my strong MLB Steamroller best bet tonight on Tuesday as well. And the better deal is the next 105 days and nights of all sports. That gets you into September with football as well. No promo code needed. Steve Merrill, wagertalk.com.
Steve Merrill, wagertalk.com.
Hey, Drew, can I jump in for 1 second there?
Absolutely.
Just one thing, Steve, I may have not been completely clear. They just have to blow a 4-run lead. It doesn't have to be a 4-0 lead. So anytime you have that favorite that blew at least a 4-run lead, it's been a play on the next game.
Guys, we got one best bet left from Eric Pauly, goldsheet.com. Eric, hey, I want to set you up here. You've been good, great on the show, man. Best bets and all. And I like this play you got with the Marlins. Look, as a Marlins fan, it's 500 at this point through the season. It's good, man. I'm looking to ride him as well. But I want to bring up something and get your thoughts. It's something I use in college football just because, kids traveling, being so young. And sure enough, the Marlins pitcher, guys, if you haven't seen him, really good. Yuri Perez, he's one of the top prospects in baseball. As a Marlins fan, I've been looking to I've actually bet on him a couple times, and I know we were talking off camera, you as well, Eric. But here, going to Colorado, man, I just want to bring up something that has me pumping the brakes just a little bit. A Dominican kid from Dominican Republic, 20 years old, and of course, making his way up here, pitched in Jupiter, Florida, and Pensacola, Florida. As a Floridian, not much elevation there, in a place called Beloit, Wisconsin, which has a elevation of about 700 feet, I checked before going on the show. Does that worry you at all that now he's traveling far away distance for him? That's the one thing that has me waiting on this. I do like the Marlins, but just wanted to put up, why didn't go too big on them tonight? Your thoughts on that, and where are you heading for your best bet, and any other final thoughts for the show?
Yeah, no, I'm certainly, that's the only thing that's giving me pause. Besides the fact that one, it's very difficult to pitch in Coors Field in general. And two, if it's your first time ever pitching at elevation, like you just mentioned, Drew, it's definitely difficult, especially when you're a 6'8 guy who, just physics, it's more effort inducing to throw every single pitch at that altitude. If you've never done it before, it's certainly much more difficult. So yes, that's the only thing giving me pause. At the same time, that's the only reason why this line is 4.5 and not 5.5. And I got this bet this morning at plus 139 at Caesars. And right now, looking around the market, the best I'm seeing is like around even money. So in terms of just pricing and where I got this play, like I think the reason, like I said, it is only 4.5 is because of those definite difficulties he's facing being in elevation. But from a pure talent perspective and a matchup perspective, this number should not be 4.5. Which is why when he first made his first start against the Reds, I laddered him all the way up to 7+ Ks. That was a really great Friday. And then the next start against the Nationals, a team that does not strike out much at all, strikeouts actually less than the Rockies, he had 6 Ks. So I'm, if you couldn't tell, leaning toward Yuri Perez going over that 4.5 number again. And I think that this is just another ideal matchup outside of the conditions, but the conditions is what's giving us plus money on a bet that has no business being plus money on a neutral. And look at the Rockies, fifth highest chase rate in baseball, ninth highest whiff rate in baseball, and just the highest overall swing percentage, meaning they're going to be taking their hacks. When you have the pitches and the stuff that this kid has, you're going to be swinging at air. So it's arguably a better matchup than the Reds and Nats. Reds, middle of the pack in strikeouts there. Nationals don't really strike out. Of course, again, Coors, but we just watched last night, Edward Cabrera, who is a good strikeout pitcher in his own right, actually very good, had 6 Ks last night. And overall, just Perez's stuff, though, you can argue is better. And now he's going against a Rockies lineup that normally has at least 4 guys in that lineup with a 25% or higher K percentage against right-handed pitching, which can even go as high as 5 or 6, depending on who they end up putting out there. So it's just a price play. Betting baseball and betting all sports, but definitely in baseball, price rules absolutely everything. I got plus 139. Anything plus money for this, like, it's just a bet. And if it loses, it loses. Of course, you're going to lose bets over the course of the season. But you give me plus 139 on this kid to get 5 strikeouts, I'll take that any day of the week.
Eric Pauly, goldsheet.com, bringing the heat here, guys. Yuri Perez, one of the top prospects, strikeout rate over for that. And Eric, just one follow-up here before we end it. You said the strikeouts, you were I forget the word you used the first time, but it was a good Friday night for you. So that's betting strikeout, his strikeout prop over of like 4.5, over of 5.5, over of 6.5. Yep. Can you find that on sportsbooks?
Yeah, FanDuel Sportsbook is best at it. The other sportsbooks I've seen, like you have to do it in a same game parlay, which is definitely not the way to go about it. But on FanDuel, at least in New York, and then New York is a very limited betting menu. So I would assume if you could do it in New York, you could do it in other states. But yep, I had 5-plus K, 6-plus K, 7-plus Ks. And I was – if this wasn't at Coors Field and they were giving me that price today, let's say this was Miami and they were still hanging that number, I would have done the same exact thing today. But like you mentioned, Drew, those factors at Coors are definitely weighing on my mind, which is why it's just a straight bet on Perez over that 4.5 with the big plus money.
Like it. Eric Pauly bringing the heat here. Goldsheet.com, a reminder, Yuri Perez. Perez over 4.5 strikeouts, plus 139 on that. Steve Merrill, you heard him, Atlanta, run line, plus 100, even money. Ralph Michaels, Detroit, the Tigers, minus 140. And I'm on Tampa Bay, the Rays, minus 123 against the Blue Jays, back-to-back with the best bets on the best record in baseball, Tampa Bay Rays, guys, looking to go 2-0 to start the week. Reminder here before we shut it down, Ralph Michaels, $2 Tuesday handicapper. Check him out, wagertalk.com. Top play, top handicapper, discounted to just $2. Ralph Michaels, wagertalk.com. For Eric Pauly, Steve Merrill, Ralph Michaels, I am Drew Martin. Thanks for tuning in. Cash those tickets.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.